23, the Lord is my shepherd. The other part of that, I shall not want. Another way to say it, I won't lack anything. Another way to say it, I have all that I need because he is the shepherd. Spiritually speaking, in providing life, Jesus provides bread. In John chapter 6, he talks about being the bread of life. He provides water. John chapter 4, he talks about being the living water. And light. He talks about that in John 8 and 9, that he is the light. So he provides that for us, provides all of that for us, bread, water, light, life more abundant. Another very good reason that we should follow this shepherd. And of course, most importantly, life eternal, John 3:16, he provides that. As shepherd, Jesus provides leadership and direction. A false shepherd will lead down a destructive path. Ezekiel 34 is a stinging indictment on the false shepherds at that time that were leading Israel astray. And God, Yahweh, comes down full force on these false shepherds. If you want to read a strong section of Scripture, read Ezekiel 34 sometime. God leaves no stone unturned in his condemnation of the false shepherds, those that are leading his sheep astray. And there are a lot of people in today's society trying to do just exactly the same thing. So those are the reasons we should follow this shepherd. Now, how do we hear his voice amongst all the other voices, all the noise in our culture and our world, and with the challenges that are going on right now and everything we hear about this and that and the other thing involving COVID, how do we hear his voice strong and clear? Well, there's no magic bullet here, folks. You're not going to hear anything particularly, oh, I never thought of that before. This is more reminding you of some things. How do we know Jesus best? How do we really get to know him? This little book is the best way in. This now becomes our gate. Jesus is still the gate, but we learn about how the gate functions, and we learn about his voice in the book. If you have any question about how importantly God takes his word, I challenge you to read all the way through Psalm 119, all 176 verses of Psalm 119. It is verse after verse after verse after verse, focusing on how important the word of God is. And you think at that time it was just the old covenant scriptures that was being emphasized by Psalm 119. Now we have all the new covenant scriptures on top of it. So we have the whole thing now. And Psalm 119, if it doesn't do anything else, it should convince you absolutely that you need to be in the Word. Read, read, read the Bible. Does that sound at all like Pastor Tom? Read the Bible. Do some memorization. Find verses you connect with that particularly speak with you. Put them in your heart. Lock them away for good by memorizing them. You can also work on getting to know the shepherd's voice by listening to sermons. There's all kinds. That's one of the positive things about the internet and a lot of social media. There's all kinds of preachers you can listen to. You have to be discerning because there's some nutcases out there. There's some guys climbing over the wall, not going through the gate, so be careful what you listen to and be discerning. But there's all kinds of sermons, messages you can listen to. Read not just the Bible, but read good books about the Bible. Again, there's need for discernment there. There's thousands upon thousands of books out there, and some better than others. But spend time reading about the Bible as well as reading the Bible. In your free time, listen to those. Just don't listen to pop music or popular music. Listen to Christian music. Get that in your heart as well. Not everybody's crazy about hymns. If you're more into the popular styles and what have you, there's a lot of different Christian groups that do different styles of music. Get that into your heart. Prayer and devotional time. Again, nothing particularly new I'm saying here. But this is how your kids, you parents that maybe struggle a little bit with devotional time with the family, struggle well because it's worth it. Your kids get to know the shepherd's voice through you. That's how they start off. They know your voice, and you need to teach them how to listen to the shepherd's voice, how to, again, weed out the noise and understand what the shepherd is saying. And you can do that a lot in that devotional time with family. Make sure the kids are understanding this is not Jesus' voice, this is. That you can lead them in the right direction. If you have some teaching ability, teach others. Help others to hear that voice. There's opportunities in our church, even during this COVID time of virtual Sunday school. You can talk with Denise about that if you're willing to help with a class or Bible study time, whatever it happens to be. Maybe you can think creatively with something you can do. But if you have some teaching ability, that's another way to help people understand his voice separated out from the thieves and the robbers and those that would lead you astray. Accountability, another way to stay focused as a good sheep following the shepherd. Have at least one person, and men especially, I'm talking to you, because the women do this a lot better than we do. Have at least one person you can be absolutely, completely honest with. And that person will be honest with you and won't judge you. Hopefully will steer you in the right direction if you wandered off. But have at least one person who is willing to look you in the eye and tell you, you are wrong. You made a mistake. You need at least one person, guys, in your life who is not your wife, not an immediate family member, somebody that's got a little perspective on you and can tell you the truth to your face. And then lastly, this is the negative one, run away from strangers. Hit the off button occasionally. Kill the internet occasionally. Give your brain time to just think and to meditate a little bit on God and on this voice of Jesus that I'm focusing on today. We used to tell kids, stranger danger, don't talk to strangers. And this is what Jesus is saying. Don't listen to strangers. Don't listen to those strange voices, to the noise out there. Sort of spiritual stranger danger for all of us to pay attention to. So those are some ways, and you can maybe think of some others as well to make sure that the voice of the good shepherd is getting through to you as the sheep, loud and clear. Being told that we're sheep is not really a compliment. Sheep are pretty dumb. They don't know much, but they do know how to follow. Sheep are good at following their shepherd. So sheep, and I'm talking to me too, let's be good about following the shepherd. Let's do what sheep do best, besides providing wool clothing, and follow the good shepherd the way that we should. Let me close with these scriptures that will come up on the screen here from Ezekiel and from John. Ezekiel 34, 30 and 31. I, the Lord their God, am with them, and they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the sovereign Lord. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture. There's a good pasture for you, Mike. My pasture are people, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. And then John 10, 27 to 30. And maybe we can read this together. Let's do this in unison. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Isn't that a comforting picture? No one can snatch them out of my hand. Or the picture of Jesus putting the sheep on his back, the lost sheep, carries the sheep back, the one that's run away. No one can snatch you out of his hand. We sheep will be completely lost in this world if we cannot recognize the voice of the shepherd. He is the good shepherd who calls you by your name every day. Will you keep following him wherever he leads? Let's pray. Father, thank you for being the good shepherd. Help us, Lord, to be obedient sheep, to follow where you lead. You don't drive us, you lead us. And help us to see you out front, understand where you're going, and just follow. And help us to hear your voice loud and clear with all the noise and all the voices that are out there, and all these thieves and robbers trying to climb in, not through the gate, not through you. Help us to weed all that out, filter out the noise, and focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen.